Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs. Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 9 of Sotah. Mishnah Yud, today is Koach Iyar Yom, Yerushalayim. Hopefully some of you have the zechut, the merit to be learning in Yerushalayim, and hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, all of us will be doing exactly that very soon. It's Baruch Hashem, such a bracha, such a blessing and inspiration that there are so many people learning Torah, doing mitzvot, celebrating, building families in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, in our time. But the Mishnah now in chapter 9 is taking us back in time to a period shortly before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and historical events that were transpiring in those times. So Mishnah Yud, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yochanan the High Priest. This might be the same Yochanan Kohen Gadol who's mentioned in the Gemara, the Talmud, Brachot, Daf 29. And they bring the famous Maamar Chazal, the statement, Al ta'amin ba'atzmecha, do not believe in yourself, do not trust yourself, ad yamotcha, until the day of your departure to the next world. Shaharei Kohen Gadol, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yochanan the high priest, Shimesh b'kehuna gedola, shmonim shona. He was the high priest for 80 years, 80. L'saif nasa tzaduki, and then he changed allegiance to the Sadukim. So this could be the same person. This also could be a Yochanan Hyrcanus, one of the Maccabees who defeated the Greeks and re-inaugurated the temple. But why is he famous? Hevir Hodayat Meiser. He removed the confession of the tithes. This is also called Vidui Meiser. We mentioned at the beginning of chapter 7. This is one of those things said in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. And the actual text of this recitation is in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 26, starting at verse 13. And basically, a person comes to the temple on year 4 and year 7 of the Shemitah cycle and makes a statement, a confession, an admission that he's properly separated Truma and Meiser, all of the required tithes, and given them to the correct people. And this requirement that each tithe be given to the correct, biblically appropriate person is why Yochanan Kohen Gadol stopped the practice. Because in that time, they had ceased giving Maaser Rishon to Leviim and were giving it also to Kohanim. Now, the reason they'd stopped giving Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, to the Leviim, who the Torah says give it to the Leviim, was an event that was in the day of Ezra, when the Jews were coming back from Babel to rebuild the temple in Yerushalayim. Most Leviim did not come with. They found members of all the Shvatim, they found very few Leviim, some very old Leviim who had been in the first temple, but were unable to sing anymore. So the Leviim really didn't show up. So there was a penalty that Ezra fined the Leviim that the Maaser Rishon should be given to the Kohanim instead. You understand, a Kohen is in Shevet Levi. It's a subset of Shevet Levi, so it's not forbidden for the tithe to go to the Kohen or the Levi. It was just supposed to go to the Levi. Really, remember, Truma Gedola goes to a Kohen, and then Maaser Rishon, the first tithe, to a Levi. So now that whole package would go to the Kohen instead. Now, it's interesting, the Lashon, the wording of the Rambam in the first chapter of Maaser, Halacha Dalid, he says, Ezra kanas et Leviim bizmano. Ezra fined the Leviim in his time. So it sounds like the punishment might have been only for that generation, or maybe in that generation you couldn't give it to the Leviim, but then afterwards you'd give it to Leviim or Kohanim. That's how some of Farshim understand what happened historically. Anyway, since many Jews were giving the Maaser Rishon to the Kohanim and not just the Leviim, so Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, we can't really say this confession. We can't say it as required by the Torah. Mishnah continues, Af hu bitel et a me'orin. He ended the me'orin, the waker-uppers. Now, this doesn't mean they woke people up. You still have to do that. You still have to get up in the morning. It means when they were singing the Tehillim in the Beis HaMikdash, they would say, Ura lama tishan Hashem. This is in Tehillim chapter 44. It sounds like, wake up, why are you sleeping, comma, Hashem. Now, this wake up while you're sleeping, it's not about Hashem, because we also know it says, Hine lo yinum velo yishan shomei Yisrael. Hashem never sleeps, even on what sort of spiritual level that could be. But the Rambam points out that some of the Leviim were screaming as if they were screaming at Hashem to kivayachol, waken up Hashem to help Am Yisrael. And he said, that's just inappropriate because Hashem doesn't sleep. It's really when Am Yisrael is spiritually asleep, then it feels like Hashem is distant. So he said, we're not going to sing that particular verse in the temple anymore. Vetan Nokfim. He also ended the Nokfim, the strikers. And these were people that in the temple, right before they brought an offering to get the animal sort of under control, they would bop it on the head. Sometimes some blood would get in the eye, so the animal would be more docile. and easier to slaughter. But this looks kind of like making a moom. It's sort of excessive, unnecessary cruelty to animals. So it's easier, better to put the animals into rings to hold them down during Shechita instead of bonking on them, which kind of looks like making a moom. Ad Yamav, and until his time, Hayapatish Maki Bishlaim, there was a hammer banging in Jerusalem. No, what's wrong with that? It was Cholam Moed. Now, we learned in Moed Katan, sometimes you're allowed to do work on Cholam Moed. For instance, if the worker has nothing to eat, certain things that are going to be Davar Oved, that are going to be impossible to do after Cholam Moed, will be lost. Yochanan Kohen Gadol said, you can't do it in Yerushalayim. There's noise problems. People hear you doing work in Yerushalayim. You got to take it outside. Uviyamov, and in his days, Ein Adam Tzurich Lishol LaDemai. A person did not have to ask about the tithing status of Demai. Now, this was almost 2 years ago. We learned Masechet Demai, which is about produce where we're not sure if all the tithes were properly taken. And what happened was Yochanan Kohen and Gadol commissioned a survey, like a census, and he discovered that even the Amaretz people were less educated, less careful with mitzvot. They were always separating Truma. But Meiser, you know, most did, but some didn't. So his decree about Demai was you have to separate out Meiser, the tithes. The Meiser Rishon would be separated and then kept because the Levim couldn't prove it belongs to them. Trumat Meiser be given to Kohanim, and then the Meiser Sheni we eat in Yerushalayim, as we learned in Masechet Meiser. So therefore, people weren't asking about the tithing size of produce anymore. They would just, if they're buying from Amaretz, they would assume they would have to tithe it on the level of Demai. Let's go on to Mishnah Yud Aleph. Misha Botlo Sanhedrin. When the Sanhedrin ceased to function as the high court, meaning in its place in Lishvat Gazit on the Temple Mount, Botla Hashir Mibet Mishtayot. They stopped singing when it's at places where you sing, you know, at a wedding hall, at a simcha, at a siyum. Shneamar is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Bashir with song, Lo Yishtu Yayin. They shall not drink their wine. So it sounds like they could still drink their wine at the siyum and the wedding and the bar mitzvah, but they shouldn't be singing drinking songs during this time as a reminder that we don't have the Sanhedrin anymore, we don't have the temple anymore to remember our loss, to have an incomplete simcha. Now the Kahati brings an explanation that to sing songs that praise Hashem, Tov Lahodos L'Hashem, to sing praises would still be permitted. It was just sort of, you know, friendship songs, drinking songs, that kind of thing. They said, we're not going to do that anymore. All of our songs will have to be just to Hashem alone and songs of praise and Tehillim and exaltation and no regular songs. And Baruch Hashem, we live in an era with abundant Jewish music that's praising Hashem, that's kosher music. We're very fortunate we have that to listen to and to have our children listen to so they don't have to listen to the radio, Baruch Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem, soon we'll all be singing in joy with a rebuilt Yerushalayim, a rebuilt Beit HaMikdash, true songs of true happiness and unity. Yashar Kuchachem.